Hey, Aaron, what's going on, man?
Good. Not much at all, really. Just hanging out. How about you?
Are you a football fan, sir? Do you follow the football?
I'm not much of a football fan.
Do you have a sport outside of hockey that you follow, like another sport?
Ooh, I really don't follow that many sports. I mean, I like watching things here and there. I mean, you know, the U.S. Open and stuff like that for tennis has been pretty fun to watch. A little bit of soccer for the World Cup this past year. Other than that, I'm not too focused on anything else.
I went to the U.S. Open and I saw Federer play and I saw Sharapova play. And watching Federer play is sort of like it's like watching. It was like let me put it in hockey terms. It was like watching Nick Lidstrom. It's like so effortless and so machine like, and you feel bad for like Federer is playing and dude ain't even breaking a sweat. The other guy looks like Niagara Falls because he's running around trying to do something. It's so mechanical and so perfect, and you're like, okay, it's that moment when you realize that the world is separated into two classes: God given talent and the rest of us.
I mean, I guess you could say that, but I like to think that a lot of people work for what they have, and I think a lot of people would say that they work for what they have, that it's not God-given.
Well, you've been working your behind off this summer, I'm sure. What have you been working on in preparation for your first National Hockey League season, sir?
There's a lot of things I have to work on. Obviously, I want to have a package with my game. I consider my skating to be one of my worst attributes. However, I continue to work on just about everything. Anything that's going to help me get better, I try and work on it.
So what specifically do you do to work on your skating?
Explosive movements. I mean, a lot of the work that transpires onto the ice is comes from the gym. So a lot of explosive movements in the gym, all those kinds of things are going to help me. Obviously, practicing quick starts and first step acceleration is important too. So that's what I try to focus on.
Are you working with anybody in particular? Like, are you currently working with people? Like the moment you're drafted by the Panthers, let's say, are you working within that organization and their people, or do you work with your own coaches?
They do have people down in Florida, and I worked with them at the development camp as well. I have my people back home in Windsor, Andy Paquette being the guy for my my skating, and Eric Brinkman at a gym called Body X in Windsor. I worked out there, so each of those guys play their roles in helping me get better.
Cool. How many times have you been to Florida this summer?
Just once for development camp for about 7 to 10 days, or 7 days, or 5 days, I don't know.
Because I think when we talked last time up in New York at the draft, you hadn't really been there yet, right?
Yeah, I hadn't.
What'd you think?
It's pretty amazing. I'm a warm weather guy, so I love that kind of thing. However, I think their training facility was unbelievable. Definitely a classy organization. I'm just really excited to be a part of something like that. It's up and coming. The free agent moves that they made shows they're committed to, trying to have a winning team. So that's exciting.
Did you make your way down to South Beach?
No, I did not.
Oh, well, then you've got something on your plate, sir, when you finally head down to Florida for the regular season. You talked about free agent moves and one of them that I think got a lot of play, and one of them that I think everybody sort of expects is going to affect you personally, is the Willie Mitchell move. I mean, this is a guy who on his resume already is a player that with the Los Angeles Kings helped nurture some of their better young defensemen. I mean, is your expectation that you're going to play with Willie this season?
My expectation is to play in the NHL, whether I play with him or any of the other stellar defensemen that they have on that roster will be great. But no, if I have the opportunity to get mentored by a guy like that, I'd feel pretty special. I mean, that's pretty awesome. A guy that's won two Stanley Cups in one city in the past 3 years definitely has a lot to bring to the table. It's pretty exciting to have that opportunity for sure.
Do you think your transition to the NHL would be made easier if you had someone who kind of plays his style, sort of the stay-at-home guy, so you can sort of freelance a little bit, get your feet wet offensively?
Yeah, I mean, obviously my goal off the bat isn't to be too crazy offensive. I want to get a feel for things and play good defense. That is my position. And as things start rolling and I find those opportunities to jump in the rush and create offensive opportunities, then great. But so far, I'm just kind of thinking, relax, take it all in at first, get my feet wet, and then start chipping away at it.
Yeah, well, luckily they got Brian Campbell there, so you know you don't have to be crazy offensive. They got crazy offense on that blue line, so
just
kind of do your thing, right? Have you given any thought about playing in front of Roberto Luongo? What kind of goalie he is versus what kind of goalie you like playing with? I mean, what's that going to be like?
Well, obviously a pretty storied career from that guy right there. You know, played a lot of big situations, pressure situations. Another guy you can learn quite a bit from mentally in the game. Obviously one of the best goalies around in this day and age, so I'm excited to get the opportunity as well.
And have you spoken to Gerard Gallant yet?
A little bit at the draft, you know, the day before. Other than that, I have not spoken to him too much.
Did you think there'd be more interaction with the team in the summertime, or is it one of those situations that until you get signed that there isn't that expectation, or is it just that there isn't that much contact until you get to camp?
Honestly, I didn't know what the expectation was. I had no idea how it was going to work, so I can't say either way.
And as far as your contract goes, which was signed this week, I mean, is that a situation where you have a lot of input on it, or is it kind of like, you know, as we know, there's limitations and restrictions on how much a rookie can make in this league? Is it sort of just hand it off to your agent, let him handle it, or did you have input on what you were looking for?
It's a pretty standard agreement, so I'm not sure. You know, how much is on CapGeek there, but it's a pretty standard agreement, I'm pretty sure. From what I know, obviously my agent handled most of that.
Well, since you've mentioned it, how many other sites do you visit? I mean, CapGeek's obviously on your docket. Did you read Extra Skater when it was around before it had to go bye-bye because you got hired by the Leafs?
No, I didn't. What's that?
That was a stats site that dealt with some of the fancy stats like Corsi and Fenwick and like that and stuff like that. Are you? I guess what I'm trying to ask, Aaron, is like, are you sort of a tech savvy hockey fan along with being a player? Like, do you dabble in digital media and then stuff like that, or is it just sort of like trying to stay away from stuff?
I don't dabble in it too much. I mean, I just looked at what the standard agreement was for a rookie contract. That's basically all I know about CapGeek. So.
Oh, so you googled Nathan MacKinnon, so
yeah, exactly.
So what went down the pike for him last year, right? Exactly.
your
first camp is upon us, right? We're going to be there in a few weeks. What are your expectations there? I mean, you're to be honest with you, like when I mentioned New York before the draft, you came off as somebody who's probably I estimated about 43 years old, but it turns out you're not. You're the most poised and put together dude that I think I've ever seen at the draft. I don't imagine nerves are a thing that you feel, but do you feel them about this upcoming training camp?
I wouldn't say I feel them too much. I mean, I know what it takes. I know what I need to do going in there, and they picked me for a reason. They didn't just pick me to, take one look at me and send me down. They're going to give me that opportunity. And obviously it's what I do with that opportunity. I'm not saying I'm getting a spot on that team. I'm saying if I work hard enough and I show that I can play and I'm strong enough and I'm skilled enough, they're going to give me that opportunity and I'm going to play. But it's all what I do with it, so.
Yeah, and I think you had the right call on that before the draft, where you basically said, hey, look, man, I ain't going down there to be Drew Doughty in year one. You know, it's a process. I think you probably know more than anybody the road that a lot of young defensemen have to go down in this league. Not everybody's going to be Doughty. Not everybody's going to be Jacob Trouba. Sometimes it takes a few years to kind of get your feet under you, right?
Of course. And those guys, you know, have their own challenges and battles that they pick, you know, with themselves throughout their years. It's not a walk in the park for any of the guys that have gotten to where they are. And the sooner you realize that, it makes it not easy, but it makes it easier to realize what's going on and what needs to be done.
You know, everybody in hockey media right now is trying to sort of like figure out their picks and their predictions and who's going to make it out of the East and the West and the Cup and the whole bit. And I've been seeing lately some people have been looking at the Panthers and kind of saying, you know what? You look at this blue line with your addition along with the people that are there. You look at this forward group. You have Luongo went back. You know what you get from him. May not necessarily be as far away from playoff spot as we initially thought. Do you kind of get the same sense looking at that roster?
I agree with that 100%. I mean, it's you know, a lot of my friends kind of joke around sometimes and say, you know what, you went to the team that finished second last in the standings last year. But hey, the signings that they made, the free agent signings that we made, and the additions are pretty exciting to look at. I would never count the Florida Panthers out.
All right, real quick, two questions. First off, do you play hockey video games?
Hockey video games?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
No, not really. Not too often. I'm not a big game, hockey game person or video game person at all.
Not a gamer. Okay. And do you watch movies at the cinema, sir?
I do. What did I last watch? When the Game Stands Tall, pretty good movie.
Oh, is that the football flick?
Yeah, I just watched it this week.
Oh, cool. Did you see any of your of the big summer blockbusters, sir?
Like which?
Oh, you know, your Transformers or your Guardians of the Galaxy or your any of that stuff?
I'm not gonna lie, I did not watch one of the two movies you just made. Didn't watch any of them.
It sounds like you may shy away from the genre films and are more of a fan of the smaller personal films then.
Yeah, I like those kinds of movies for sure.
Awesome, very good. When do you report to camp?
On the 10th of September.
Awesome, very good. Well, Aaron, thank you for joining us, man. We're all rooting for you. Congrats on the new contract, getting that whole thing done, and we'll talk down the road, sir.
All right, thank you so much. Have a good one.